Welcome to the Capital News. I am your host, Alex Kuraitis. Today is Thursday, July 16th, 2020. Thank you so much for joining me. Title of today's podcast, Jobless Claims and More Spending. I'm going to try to keep this one a little bit shorter. Just try to hit the market performance and some of the data that was released today that pertains to the initial jobless claims data, continuing claims, and some other numbers with some other pandemic emergency unemployment insurance benefits that are out there. And then a little bit of drama inside of the White House. I know, how could there potentially or possibly be drama inside the White House? But there might be, because we're talking about more spending. Something is going to be done. This isn't an election year. Not that justifies it. But they've been doing it all along. They're not going to stop now. They're already this far in. Why stop? Why slam on the brakes? Why put this thing in reverse? Just keep going. And that's what we're talking about. So it's really just an argument now within the White House, and we'll get to that later on, between how do we want to make the national debt even bigger? That's what we've become. That's what the argument's become. It was a down day across the board today here in the States right now with the futures trading. Pretty much painting the same story, but relatively flat. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 0.2%. S&P is flat, as is the NASDAQ 100. The Japanese cash trade is also down about 0.4%. A sea of red across Europe during today's trade as well. Cash trade in Australia is down about 0.2%. On the commodity front, WTI is trading at $40.70, a barrel Brent at $43.24, natural gas pulling back again, $1.72. Another pullback. This is just a big pullback day. Is this going to be the start of a trend, or is this just a little dip again? Is it going to be another case of buying the dip across the board? Time will tell, but something to pay attention to. Spot prices for gold and silver both pulled back. Gold is trading at $1,798 an ounce, so back below $1,800 an ounce. Silver is trading at $19.07 an ounce, so still slightly north of $19 an ounce on the spot price. Uncle Sam's 10-year junk note is still range-bound, yielding 0.62%. Now, a lot of this negative news, I guess you could say, with the markets being down, was off of a continuing bad number when it comes to initial jobless claims. 1.3 million is what the Department of Labor reported today. 1.3 million. We are several months in to this pandemic, into this economic collapse, into the greatest depression, and we still have over 1 million Americans filing initial jobless claims. And we're going to break down a little bit of the difference here this week when it comes to the seasonally adjusted numbers versus the non-seasonally adjusted or unadjusted, however you want to say it. And there's a difference, there always is, but 1.3 is the official figure from the Department of Labor. Continuing claims continues to decline. We are now at 17.3 million on continuing jobless claims, 17.3 million. The prior week was at 17.7, almost 17.8. But again, both of these numbers, initial and continuing, do not take into consideration the other federal programs that have been enacted with the Nobody Cares Act on all of these emergency measures. And we'll talk about that as we make our way through this data dump as well. It's Thursday. Federal Reserve releases their balance sheet. and it went back up slightly from the prior week. Of course, there has been a downtrend over the past 4 weeks, but now back up again. Last week, we were at $6,920,000,000,000. Now we are at $6,958,000,000,000, so an increase of about $38 billion week over week. Now, with what the government is very likely going to do, we are talking another quote-unquote stimulus package of anywhere from $1 to $3 trillion, because now you have Speaker of the House out there, Nancy Pelosi, saying, well, I'm not going to be surprised if we get closer to what us Democrats passed not too long ago, which was about $3.5 trillion. We might get close to that. I mean, a few weeks ago, it was $1 trillion, and then, okay, let's tack on another trillion. And I guess, hell, let's throw on another trillion. Let's make it three. Let's make it 10 trillion. What difference does it make at this point, ladies and gentlemen? Just keep it going. Let's have a really good weekend. Make it 10 trillion, Nancy, Chuck, Mitch, Mnuchin, Kudlow, Mr. President. What difference does it make? Make it bigger. Bigger the better. 10 trillion. Let's go. So with the Federal Reserve's balance sheet getting back to that $7 trillion number, don't be surprised if it blows through it over the coming months, especially if more spending is passed. And it will be. It's just a matter of how much and when they will pass it. But it will be passed. It will be signed into law. It will add to our national debt. It will blow out the deficits, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same song and dance. But somebody's got to talk about it. Somebody's got to do something about it. And they are. They're making it worse, not better. Now, when we look at the Department of Labor report today, when you're looking at the week-over-week change from July 4th to July 11th, because obviously this is what took place last week, when you're looking at seasonally adjusted, on July 4th, it was 1,310,000. This week is 1.3 million even, according to the release. So a decrease of 10,000. That's the trend you want to see. You want to see fewer people claim, you know, filing for their initial claim. But if you look at it from a non-seasonally adjusted number, July 4th was 1.4 million. I'm rounding up slightly. July 11th, 1.5 million. So an increase of over 108,000 in aggregate. Not a decrease. This is all the funny numbers. This is the funny business that takes place. This is what economists like to do. They like to do, okay, seasonally adjusted, non-seasonally adjusted, what happens, yada, yada, yada. These are the games that are getting played. These are one of the distortions that get thrown out there. And it's the same case when you look at continuing claims. Because if you look at it from a seasonally adjusted standpoint, the week-over-week change was a decrease of some 422,000. But if you look at it from a non-seasonally adjusted manner, it was an increase of almost 840,000. Have to pay attention, folks. So many distortions, all of this spending, all of the money printing, the Nobody Cares Act being passed, the PPP loans. I know I sound like a broken record, but you have to understand it. I am up against a machine with the propaganda from Fox, MSNBC, CNN, the business stations. They continue to spew these numbers. You have to understand what's going on underneath the headlines. And it is still not a pretty picture, in my opinion. And I have to use more of anything common sense to connect these dots and to say this, because we just don't know all of the distortionary effects that are really going on in the economy. We don't know, again, how many people are back on payroll but aren't really working. We just don't know. But those employers, those businesses, they want those PPP loans because they're in effect grants if they comply bringing people back on payroll or keeping them on payroll. whether or not there's demand for their service, for their production. And this is problematic in the end, because this is just kicking the can down the road. This is garbage in, garbage out. You're trying to make a good forecast. You're trying to make a good business decision. You don't know what's going on out there because the government had to do something. And by their doing something, they are creating distortion after distortion after distortion. So it's not even that people might necessarily be bad managers. They just have bad information. So again, common sense will tell you if you're given bad information, you're more than likely going to make a bad decision or a poor decision. Not because you're a bad or terrible manager, but because that's what you're working with. Because that's what the government's giving you. Because they couldn't take responsibility. They couldn't be the leaders that they're supposed to be. Take accountability, take responsibility, tell the truth. Say that you got to man up, you got to take some sacrifices here. We have to structurally and fundamentally change this system because this system is unsustainable. It's corrupt to its core. Of course, they're not going to say that. They are the system, which is very much a part of the problem. And it's not going away anytime soon. Although in time, I do believe it will. I think people are starting to wake up. They might not be able to quite put their finger on the exact spots, but they are getting close. People are at the end of their ropes. They're tired of being tired. That's why we've witnessed global protests. That's why they were well underway before COVID-19. That's why they are picking up again. That's why they are near a theater near you, at a theater near you. Because like we were saying yesterday in yesterday's podcast, America in decline. Everybody knows it if you're honest with yourself. And again, as I stated during that podcast, it doesn't have to be that way. Our future, the best could be yet to come. That's a possibility. Right now, it's not a probability, but it is a possibility. But we have to adopt the right policies. And again, we have the blueprint. We have the framework. It's called the Constitution of the United States of America. And it's called free market capitalism. But the government has to get out of its own way. But it's not going to do that. Central banks have to get out of here. But they're not going anywhere anytime soon. So that's why you got to educate people. That's why you got to turn them on to the Capital News. Because you're not going to hear this much of anywhere else. If you do get somebody on CNBC, Fox Business, Bloomberg, they'll either be laughed off the stage or they're ridiculed as they're being interviewed. And it's 10 on 1, basically. But this is the information that needs to be out there. Because people just regurgitate what they hear on all of these news stations. Because they take these people at their word. And that's how it should be. These people should be trustworthy, but unfortunately, too many of them aren't. It's all about propping up this bubble. It's all about selling airtime to get their commercials going so they can pay the bills. It's about ratings. Not so much the truth, not so much about structural reform. It's just about making money at any cost. And to me, that's wrong. Now, as I'm looking at this report from the Department of Labor, I kind of have a head scratcher here. Because now when I'm looking at persons claiming UI benefits, which would be unemployment insurance benefits in all programs unadjusted, they only go back to June 27th. And they're giving me a reading of 32 million from the prior week, which would have been June 20th at 32.4. I could have swore last week was at 32.9 million. So I don't know why there's a lag. I don't know why we don't have July 4th's numbers up here. We should, because we have July 4th for everything else. So I'm going to have to look into this, see if there's another archive they have. But that's interesting. But if that's the case, if that's the most updated number for June 27th, we're at 32 million total. Again, this is for persons claiming UI benefits in all programs. 32 million for the week ending June 27th. The prior week would have been June 20th at 32.4. So that's a decrease. So that's a good thing. Fewer people claiming benefits, meaning they're back to work. But again, is that because there's actual demand for their service, for their labor, for their production? Or is it because their boss, their employer, is just trying to take advantage of the PPP loans? This is going to take a long time to sort out. And again, that's that garbage in, garbage out. But there you have it. Those are the reports. Now, this drama perhaps within the White House, this was something that came across my Twitter feed today from Charlie Gasparino, reporter with Fox Business, stating that there is, quote, basically a civil war within the White House between Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow. Mr. Mnuchin evidently wants the unemployment insurance, that extra $600, or at least some variation of it, to continue, for it to be extended, because that's going to expire in about a week. So for those who may have been making more money collecting unemployment insurance, they're going to lose that extra $600. Whether you were making more or not, you're going to lose the $600. Larry Kudlow, however, he wants that to be bagged. He doesn't want that anymore, according to this reporting. He wants a payroll tax cut or a tax holiday, payroll tax holiday. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what both of these gentlemen fail to see is that whichever one is adopted, and it might be both, who knows? Or some combination. This is going to add to the debts. This is going to add to the deficits. You're going to have the Federal Reserve step in to fill the void. Because the government doesn't have an extra $600 to give to 32 million Americans. And that number is probably going to increase, unfortunately. Mr. Kudlow, on the other hand, wants the payroll tax cut. Now, those of you who have been with the Capital News know me and know I am all for tax cuts. I want the income tax abolished. Now, this is the payroll tax, not the income tax. But nevertheless, I don't really want that. I don't want that in existence either. But if you're going to cut taxes, you have to cut spending. But there's a problem here, ladies and gentlemen, right off the bat. They aren't cutting spending. They are increasing it. They are putting the pedal to the metal. It's on the road. The other thing you have to look at and understand is what the payroll tax funds, what that pays for. You ever hear of Social Security? One of the largest federal outlays that is one of the largest contributing factors to our deficit and to our growing national debt. Almost $1.1 trillion in outlays just for Social Security alone. Medicare, Medicaid is about $1.3 trillion. Per year alone. National defense, the wars, almost $700 billion. Our net interest payments are almost at $400 billion a year. Now, again, the payroll tax is going to fund Social Security. Well, if you're taking away money, all you're doing is causing a bigger deficit when it comes to funding Social Security. And we have this generation called the baby boomer generation, where we have 10,000 people every day reaching the age of 65. And if they are unemployed or they don't think they got good prospects and they need the money, guess what? Maybe they were going to wait, push it off. I'll start collecting Social Security at 67. Nope, I want it now. I'm turning 65. Give me that money. 10,000 a day. until I believe 2030. So we still got a ways to go. Any type of argument that Larry Kudlow is going to throw out there is, well, this is going to be such an economic stimulus. It's going to be such a boost. All the growth that's going to come from it is just going to be magnificent. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not going to be any growth. There is no V-shaped recovery. There is no V-shaped recovery. That will not contribute it to it. Even if there was. This is going to be a net drag. Because this is blowing up the deficits. There is no free lunch. They're not cutting spending. If they were going to cut spending, and more so than what would have been lost from these taxes, these tax cuts, then I'd say, hey, go for it. But they're not going to do that. They are increasing spending. That's what all of this amounts to. $1 trillion is going to come in the form probably of bailing out the states and localities. At least $1 trillion. Then what's the other $1 trillion going to go to? More of these types of benefits? Will Mnuchin win out? I mean, it's a political year. It's an election year. Because in order to be a beneficiary of the payroll tax cut, you have to be employed. Well, how is this going to help 33 million Americans who aren't working? Because I'm sure Larry Kudlow is going to make the argument, well, now the employer also doesn't have to pay his or her share of the payroll tax, 6 or 7%. Now they're going to be incentivized to hire people back. That's a bunch of baloney. States are locked down, shutting down, uncertainty all over the place. On a net-net basis, this is not going to incentivize a whole bunch of businesses out there to start bringing people back just because they don't have to pay 6.5%, 7%, whatever it is, per employee. Well, there might be some that say, okay, that's enough. We have some demand here. That's enough to justify bringing some more people on. Okay. But that's not going to put a dent in 33 million Americans who are out of work. And of course, that number is even bigger. So it's a showdown at the White House. It's an election year. If I had a dog in the sun, I'd say Mnuchin is probably going to win out. I know Donald Trump has pushed hard and has spoken very strongly about the payroll tax cut, but you have to be working in order to get it. If you're not working, you're getting that $600, and if you're working, well, you're getting paid. So I can buy votes. I can send another letter out there with my name on it, because that's what Thunder Thumbs did during the first round, those stimulus checks. And who knows, maybe they're going to do that again too. The president likes to have his name on everything. So, I mean, how much did that cost us? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They don't care. But you're going to care. You're going to care when all of this unfolds and you have to deal with the inflation, stagflation, and hyperinflation. Buckle up, it will be a bumpy ride. Jobless claims and more spending coming your way. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Stay diversified, stay vigilant, and stay with the Capital News. I am Alex Kritis. Godspeed.